We remain standing for the gospel reading.
Hallelujah. The gospel reading is taken from Gospel according to Matthew, reading from verse 18, and it can be found in the Church Bibles in the New Testament section on page 1. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Do be seated. Let me wish you all a very, very happy Christmas. On behalf of Hazel and myself, my name's Gemma. I'm the new vicar here at St Mary's. I've been in this new role for all of 3 weeks. They've been a very exciting 3 weeks as we've approached Christmas. I'm enjoying getting to know many of you who are regulars here, but particular welcome from me if you're visiting today. It'd be lovely to meet you as you leave. Let's just pray. Loving God, we thank you so much for the joy and the peace and the hope that we can know through you. We thank you for this very special Christmas day, and we pray that you would meet with us. In Jesus' name, amen. I thought I'd get your brains ready, because hopefully throughout the day or over these next few days there might be some opportunities for you to play a game or two or watch a quiz show on the television. So a quiz question for you very early in the morning on Christmas Day. It's about a Christmas film, and I'm going to read you the first words of this film and see if you can think what film it is. Here we go. "Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General opinion starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed. But I don't see that. It seems to me that love is everywhere." What Christmas film? Brilliant, Joan, thank you. Love Actually, one of my all-time favourite films, I have to say. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure it'll be on over Christmas. It's well worth a watch, probably better than half the Christmas telly that will be on. It begins with scenes from Heathrow Airport, of the arrivals gate, of families being reunited there. You see the smiles on people's faces. You see hugs and kisses, excited chatter as news is exchanged after long stretches of time apart. And across our country and maybe across the world, there might be similar scenes happening in households, maybe even in our households, over the next few days, as perhaps we spend time with family and friends who we don't often see through the rest of the year. And I really hope that everybody here has or will, over these next days, know the joy that comes from being around people who love and care for you. As families and friendship groups gather, sometimes from different parts of the country, our Christmas celebrations begin with a time of arrivals. And the same is true, that same theme of arrivals runs through the Christian, the Christmas narratives in the Bible. It begins with an arrival of an angel, the angel Gabriel, who appears first to Mary and then to Joseph with the happy and somewhat terrifying news that Mary is going to give birth to God's son, Jesus. And that story continues a few months later with a difficult journey and a probably frustrating arrival in Bethlehem. As Mary and Joseph are turned away from all the places that they might have stayed in that town and have no choice but to bed down amongst the animals. And then, of course, comes the main event, the arrival of the baby. No doubt nothing like how we sing it in the Christmas carols. I'm sure there was great noise, great pain, great mess in that stable as Mary gave birth to Jesus. I was reading on the internet this week a story which may or may not be true about a group of children who were reenacting the birth of Jesus. And along with all the usual characters, one little boy decided that he would be the doctor who delivered the baby. And when the moment came, the little doctor went back behind the manger, picked up the doll, carefully wrapped it in a blanket, and then with a huge smile on his face, turned to Mary and Joseph, said, "Congratulations, it's a god." I hope that did actually happen. The birth of Jesus is, of course, so much more than simply the arrival of a baby. Wonderful and exciting, though we know that that is. The birth of Jesus is truly the arrival of God. Emmanuel means God with us. God come amongst his people in a completely new kind of way. As the Christmas story unfolds, there are further arrivals. There's the arrival of more angels, a host of angels in the sky above the hills outside Bethlehem, causing the surprise arrival of some shepherds at the place where Jesus had been born. The arrival of a special star in the sky, causing much later wise men from the east to arrive to bring gifts to this new king. And just as our extended families or friendship groups might all travel from different points in order that we arrive together to celebrate Christmas, we see that same thing happening in the Bible. Different kinds of people, wise men with expensive gifts, shepherds with their bedraggled sheep perhaps in tow, all arriving in that central place to welcome the arrival of the baby who would change the world. Perhaps for some of us gathered here today, you might think, well, it's a nice story. It adds some depth to the celebrations at this time of year, but in a few days' time, I'm going to put that nice story back in the box with the decorations when I take them down at the end of this season. And Jesus and his story can stay there for another year, and I'll take it out again when Christmas comes around again next year. But I wonder whether there is another way. I wonder whether or not the arrival of Jesus could be something that arrives for us every day, impacts our lives every day, not just during one season of the year. Many of you might not really know what you believe about all of this, and that really is okay. I find many bits of the Christmas story hard to believe. Sometimes my doubts override my faith. But God loves our questions. Often we think wrongly that we need to understand and have all the answers before we can say that we believe in something. But actually, I think many people find that it's the other way round. We begin to believe, and that helps us to understand. We begin from the premise that something might be true, that Jesus might actually be who the Bible says he is, the Son of God, the one come to save us and all the world from our sins and bring us into a close relationship with God. And as we explore those ideas, we might slowly find that understanding and belief dawns in our hearts. And one day, we might look back and realize that somewhere along the line, we've begun to believe more than we disbelieve. And our attitudes and our actions and our lifestyles will gradually start to change as we explore those beliefs more deeply. Every human being is a mixture of belief and unbelief. Even the people who you might look at and think, well, clearly they've got it all sorted and they seem very sure about it all, whether that's vicars or archbishops or popes. When it comes to the things of God, nobody is 100% sure that they understand it all. The Bible rightly describes God as a mystery. That means that we can't know everything about him, at least not this side of heaven. Every Christian who says that they believe in Jesus does so because they have faith. And faith isn't the same thing as certainty. Faith always includes questions and doubts. And the church, this church and every church, is made up of Christians, people with questions and doubts. Sometimes people come to me and they say, oh, I couldn't come to your church, Vicar. I'm really not sure what I believe. And if there's an opportunity, my gentle reply to them will be, well, church is full of people like you who aren't sure what they believe. And Jesus said to people so often during his earthly life, he said, come and see. And that is the invitation that I long to proclaim, that I want all those who are part of this church to be proclaiming, that I want every church in Bristol and across this nation to be proclaiming those words of Jesus, come and see. Church is somewhere that faith can be discovered and explored and nurtured. It's a place where people with all kinds of doubts and struggles and worries can come and find love and acceptance. It's a place where questions are encouraged, where together we wrestle with what the Bible says in the context of God's love and grace, and we seek to apply it to our lives. It's my hunch that most people have a bit of faith. And the fact that across the country today there will be full churches, I think that bears testimony to that fact. Because let's face it, it's pretty early. You could all still be at home in your pajamas. The arrival of Jesus as a baby wasn't the end of the story. Jesus, that baby in the manger, grew to be a man who went around saying to people, come and see. Come and spend some time with me. See what I do and who I am. Come and experience what I want to offer to you. True life. Real life. Life in all its fullness. And so let me extend that same invitation to you today. Come and see. Come and explore. If you live in Bristol and near enough to this church to come and explore with us, come and do that with us in the new year. If you don't live in this area, find a church near you and go and explore. Come and share what worries you. Come and share yourself. Come and be known and loved. Come and discover what it really means to have a relationship with Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And just maybe for you, the arrival of this new decade that we'll enter into in a few days' time as 2020 dawns, maybe it could signify for you the arrival of a new chapter in your life. Maybe 2020 could be the year when you arrive at a new or a renewed understanding of who Jesus is. The message of Christmas in three words, God with us. Come and see.
I invite you to stand with me as we collect together all our pieces of faith and we say collectively what we as a church believe.